Yes, we do. It is Love Song Karaoke.
Sponsored by Queso.
Oh, gosh.
That's right.
Yeah. No queso on the plate, hopefully, this Valentine's Day. Thank you very much, Cruz.
Does Mr. the Cruz. Winner, Senator Cruz, by the
Sorry,
way,
Senator Cruz.
I have earned my title. Does the winner get queso?
No.
It's not worth eating unless it's dipped in queso, right, Senator Cruz?
Absolutely. Even your own finger.
Or it's dribbling down your chin, as the case may be. Which is another image that no one wants to unsee, or no one wants to see again, and you can't unsee.
I'm even laughing at myself.
All right. Okay. All right. Here's how this is a game we're going to play. We got two contestants here. We got Irfan and Bob. All right. Are you ready? Irfan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Stand by there. Bob, you there?
I am.
Now, this is perfect. Two guys, because do you have significant others?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, good. And is it,
I like the pause. They're not sure.
I know, right?
Should I answer that? I don't know.
Are we under oath?
Well, the thing is, I'm Muslim, so I don't know if I'm going to be around very long, but,
right.
You know, so.
This may be your last Valentine's Day in America, sir. Yeah, I just want to let you know that.
Yeah.
Now let me just ask you, don't you think a perfect gift for your loved one would be Sherry's Berries?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I've had it before. It's very nice.
See, perfect.
Can't go wrong. Those
are the answers that we and the advertising agency are looking for, sir. Now,
also happen to be true.
They are
delicious.
Here's the best part, though. The winner here gets a $50 certificate to Sherry's Berries, or code, actually. We'll just give you the code, and you go right on the website. How about that? $50 code. That's going to buy you a lot.
Huge.
That's going to be huge.
Nice.
All right. So now here's how the game is going to be played. I have the rules in front of me. And
do we know how the game's going to be played?
No, I don't, but we're going to find out. Love Song Karaoke.
There's questions you have to ask.
Yes. So two callers, and we have them right here, will alternate answering questions about popular love songs. Every correct answer, you get 2 points. Mm-hmm. If a caller answers incorrectly, they still have an opportunity to get 1 point if they would like to karaoke to a song of our choosing.
So we start playing the tune, and they have to sing along.
Right, exactly. And just, you know, whatever. And it's better if you don't know what you're doing. Let's just put it that way.
Have fun with it.
And then we'll all judge you and give you the point or not give you the point. And then most points after 5 rounds wins. All right. Is that clear?
Perfect.
Yeah, not exactly.
No. Yeah. But we'll just go ahead with it anyway. We'll figure it out.
All right. Here we go. All right. Here is your first question. We're going to start with you, Irfan. In 1972, who took his burning love onto the charts? Was it Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, or Chuck Berry?
Huh. Well, burning. Roy, Elvis, or...
Wait, hold on. This is Irfan. Irfan's question. Bob, stand by.
All right. I'm going to go with Roy.
No, I'm sorry. That was Elvis. All right, here's your opportunity. Here is your opportunity to just give him. Here's some Roy Orbison for you right here. Let's see if you can go along with this.
Oh yeah! Come on, girl. Na 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 na. Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the type I'd like to meet, pretty woman. I don't know the rest of the world.
Perfect.
So here I go.
Well done.
All right.
I love the passion.
Yeah,
that was
you're getting the point for that for sure. No question about it.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go, Bob. Here is your question. In 1988, what British singer had a hit tune, Groovy Kind of Love? Was it Peter Gabriel, Billy Joel, or Phil Collins?
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, that is correct.
Well done.
All right.
Nice. So Bob doesn't have to sing now?
No, Bob does not have to sing.
He gets the answer right.
I hope Irvin has to sing every time, though, because it's really working out for us.
Great things going on there.
All right. Irvin, back to you. In 1994, who scored his first platinum album since 1978 with The Icon Is Love? Was it Barry White, Little Richard, or Carl Perkins?
Barry White.
Yes.
All right. That's very, very good. All right, Bob, over to you. Who had a number one hit with When a Man Loves a Woman?
Oh, that's a gimme.
That's a gimme. Hershey Sledge.
I didn't give you the...
you didn't get the multiple choice.
Brian
yet.
Adams, Michael Bolton, or Captain and Tennille?
Oh, that'd be Michael Bolton.
Yes, sirree.
Mm-hmm. All right, Irvin, here you go. What was Bon Jovi's first number one hit? Was You Give Love a Bad Name, All About Loving You, or I Die for You?
First number one hit.
First number
You one. Give Love a Bad Name.
There we go.
You guys are good at this.
This is pretty good.
They're heating up.
Yeah, it is.
I just want to hear someone sing again, though, so I hope it...
Well, you can go for extra points here if you want, and after the third round.
Okay.
You know, to try to get ahead. What song was the number one hit for The Doors? Was it Love Me Two Time, Love Her Madly, or Hello, I Love You, Bob?
Hello, I Love You.
All right. Irvin, I think you're going to have to sing again, because now you have an opportunity to go for the singing extra bonus point.
To tie it up, right?
Here's your question, your first question, though. What was the name of the band that sang I Want to Know What Love Is? Was it Styx, Foreigner, or Toto?
It's not Toto, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's Styx, so I'm going to go with Foreigner.
That is correct.
Nice.
Now, would you like to, Irvin, since you are one, this works out real nice for you. All right. Now, do you want to go? hey, this is the Trump era, man. I could say stuff like that.
You can?
All right. So what is, would you like to try a karaoke song for an extra point here so you can tie it all up?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course you would.
Irvin's game for it.
Of course you would. All right, Irvin. We're not going to make this easy for you.
What the hell?
A little sexual healing right here. 720 WGN.
Oh, man. yeah, baby. When I get that feeling, I got that feeling that you're healing, baby. When I get that feeling, I want that feeling that you are. Oh, yeah. And that's all I know.
All right, that's good enough. You get the point.
Okay, you get it. You totally get it.
All right. I liked all the characters in there.
Yeah, I did too. There's a lot going on there.
That's very good. All right, back to you, Bob.
Can he get 2 points for
which
that?
He should. Well, it's all tied up. Which superstar singer had a 1980 hit with Woman in Love? Was it Bette Midler, Cher, or Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand.
Wow.
Well done.
Wow.
Right, you guys good.
Now, I know he is. He is. Now, Bob, would you like to go for a point to try to get ahead of Irvin here?
Sure, why not?
All right. All right, here we go. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
All tied up. I mean, it's got really, you have nothing. Actually, you're ahead by, it's all tied up. What could possibly go wrong? Here we go.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day, and when it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
How about that?
Nice.
Well, hell, I guess you say what can make me feel this way. My girl.
Wow, there you go.
Bob, you've got
there
talent.
There you go.
Good.
Oh, Irvin.
Oh, seriously.
Oh, Irvin,
good.
This is going to be really tough right here for you because this is the last round right here. You've got to stay in it.
Well, I mean, it's my last year in America, so might as well be tough.
Yeah.
Give them both the berries.
You can tell Irvin's probably like third generation American, but they're kicking the whole family out. You're all going.
You never know.
You're all going. Wait, all of next... Oakbrook is going now. All right, here we
Wait
go.
Wait for the order.
All right. I'm glad we can laugh about it. What artist took the song Part-Time Lover to number one in 1950s? Was it Ray Charles, Del Shannon, or Stevie Wonder?
Oh, crap.
That was not the 1950s, by the way. That is...
What was the second one? Ray Charles and who?
Ray Charles, Del Shannon, or Stevie Wonder.
So I'm gonna... I've never heard of Del Shannon, so I'm just going to go with the person I've never heard of.
Del Shannon, and that would be wrong. But I'm going to let you. But you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you sing, though. And this ought to be good. So, and I'll give you 2 points for just for singing here, just to tie it all up. Here we go. Power of Love. Just go with it.
I don't know this song, but I'm trying to get 2 points because I want Power of Love.
Good enough. Close enough. He's got it.
You did.
He's got
great.
It. All right.
Oh
the last question right here. Bob, here's your question. What superstar had an early 90s hit with I Will Always Love You? Was it Madonna, Whitney Houston, or Sarah McLachlan?
Whitney Houston.
That is correct.
Yay.
And you know what? At the end of this whole thing, I'm giving you both Sherry's Berries.
Everybody
That's
wins.
It. Everybody
you deserve
wins.
It. You totally. I mean, you guys were such good sports. That was so good.
Bob,
hey, listen, Ro, when I'm back in Pakistan,
yes.
I'm going to be thanking you with those Sherry's Berries, all right?
That you share it with your whole village, Irfan. That's what I want you to do.
My whole village and my cows, too.
That is
you're a good
you know
sport.
What? That's exactly what I thought of when I thought of this. So send him back to Pakistan immediately.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh man. All right, Irfan, thank you very much. Bob, thank you very much. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank
Hold
you.
On 1 second. We'll get you your codes and go buy your Sherry's Berries right now for the lady or man or whatever you've got in your life. I don't care, whatever
other.
It is.
Everyone yeah. loves them.
And the winner here, of course, gets the Sherry's Berries. It's a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. Order online at berries.com. Click on the mic on the top right-hand corner and enter my name, Roe, R-O-E, for a very special discount. Violetta's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.